been my everything, amen. My all in all. Now, there's been times that he has been my mechanic. Amen. My doctor.
Yeah.
My lawyer. Amen. He's always my provider. Amen. Thank God. Most of all, he's my Savior. Thank God. It feels good to be here tonight. Good to see you all. It's been forever. Been wanting to come over. And everything just worked out. Brother Michael said, you want to come over tonight? I said, sure do. So it's good to be here. Thank God for this opportunity. Good to be saved. Good to be on the Lord's side. Headed home. Amen. We're going to be in the 90th chapter of Psalms. Psalm number 90. Psalms 90. You pray for us. Try our best not to be in your presence real long. We just want to mind the Lord and get right out of the way. Isn't it good to know for sure that you're saved?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Psalms chapter 90. I want to start reading with verse number 9 and read down through verse number 12. If it'd be all right, can we stand for the reading of God's Word? Is that all right? We'll read and then pray and then you can have your seat. Psalms 90, start with verse number 9. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all your blessings. Thank you, dear God, for bringing us together in the house of prayer. Thankful, Father, for what we've already felt, Lord, the fellowship, the singing, the testimonies, the prayer. Lord, it's just good to be together in your name, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you'd help us now, Lord, to deliver the message as you've laid on our heart. Help us, Lord, to get ourselves out of the way and just be a messenger for you, dear God. I pray your word would be edified, Lord. Pray your name would be lifted up. God, I pray you'd make us all hearers and doers of your word, Lord. If there's anybody here that don't know you as their Savior, God, I pray, Father, that you would show them your goodness, Lord, that it might lead them to repentance this evening. Father, we love you and we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for standing for the word, reading of the Word of God and for prayer. I was got home from church this morning. We was down in McGuffey Free Will Baptist Church this morning down around Kenton. And got home, took me a nap, you know. As Baptists, we got to have an afternoon nap. And Lord woke me up with this scripture on my heart. So you pray for us. We'll just try our best to do what the Lord would have us to do. Now, there in verse number 9, the second part of that verse, it says this. It says, we spend our years as a tale that is told.
Yeah.
Amen. In other words, our years, our days, our life down here is just a tale that is told, a story.
Yeah.
Amen. And my question to you tonight, and you just pray for us for a little while, is what is your story?
Amen.
What is your story? Amen. I know the church has a story, Brother Michael. Amen. The world has a story. Every situation, there's a story. Amen. They're making new movies every day telling stories. Amen. They have written books of fables and telling stories about this and telling stories. But what is your story? Your personal story tonight. Amen. I got to thinking about this, and you just pray for a little while. Amen. And that verse number 10, it talks about the days of our years are 70 years. In other words, 70 years. And if by reason of strength, there be 80 years. Yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Amen. So our life down here is just a vapor and then it's gone. Amen. No matter if we live that 70 years out or even if God graces us with a few extra years, we live to be 80. Amen. Or older. It's just a short time. It's just a short story and we're going to fly away. Amen. So we began to think about that and you just pray for a few minutes. I just want to show you where my mind was going and then we'll get into the message. It says in verse number 12, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Amen. So when we realize, Brother Jimmy, that our days are not very many and that this life down here is fleeting, it ought to get us thinking and cause us to begin to number our days and look at our days and judge ourselves in our days. Amen. Thank God how that our story is going. Amen. Now, at the end of time, amen, at the end of each and every one of our times, amen, whether it be by death or whatever, amen, I thank God they're going to gather around and they're going to talk about who we were, what we did. Amen. Listen, I'm a firm believer in this, that we preach our own funerals by the life that we live. Amen. Thank God. And when they begin to talk about us at the calling hours or the funeral, Brother Jimmy, they're going to talk about our story. Amen. Thank God. Friend, what is your story tonight? Amen. And I begin to think when you read a good story. Amen. Listen, most of the time, and I might get the words wrong, I'm not real smart. Amen. But most of the time, there is a prologue, a beginning of the story. Amen. Something that leads up to introduce us to that story. Amen. Thank God. Then there's the story, and then there's an epilogue. Amen. Or the end of the story. Amen. Thank God. Now, what is your story tonight? Amen. Where did it begin? What has happened since it began? And what's going to be your end today? Amen. I'm thankful today. Glory be to God. That I've actually had two stories, Brother Jimmy, in my life. Amen. Thank God. One of them started on July 11th, 1966, I started in Martin, Kentucky, as I was born to Glenn and Mary Nichols. Amen. And that story went on for a little while. Listen, had good parents. I was brought up in a good home. Amen. Thank God. Listen, Mom got saved when I was 5. Dad got saved when I was about 6. Amen. Thank God I went to church. Brother Michael, then one day I decided I didn't want to go to church no more. I went out in the world and my story, I took a turn. Amen. And I began to get into the things of the world. Amen. I'm going to testify for a minute. Amen. Thank God. But I'm so glad that God was willing to take that story where I'd heard the gospel, where I'd turned my back on the gospel. Thank God. And He was still willing to call my name. Amen. Listen, through the gospel. Amen. Hey, and when I came to Him, my story ended and a new story began. Amen. Thank God the old man died and behold, a new man was made alive. Friend, I'm glad to report to you today that my new story started on April 18th, 1987. And it's been exciting ever since the very first moment. Amen. Thank God tonight. What's your story? Amen. What's your story? Thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, listen, how it begins, hey, that's important. Amen. Amen. What goes on after it begins, that's important. And how it ends, that's important. Amen. Thank God. Yeah. Have you ever read a story? Amen. Maybe a book or a novel or watch a movie? Amen. And the story is just a nail biter or a cliffhanger. Amen. You're so into it, so excited by it. And then you get to the end of it and it just falls flat. Amen. Listen. But I am glad to say that tonight those of us that have been born again, our story is not going to fall flat. Amen. Thank God. But I begin to think, listen, through the scriptures about stories, amen, of men and women. Thank God. And we all will know, amen, these stories forever. When we hear people talk about Adam and Eve, immediately we go down to the garden, amen. Oh, when we see Eve taking of the fruit and giving it to her husband, amen. That's their story, amen. Listen, for eternity, that's going to be their story, amen.
Oh, we could. Look at Abraham, how he was the father of faith. He was called out of his land. Amen. And told to just go to a land that God would show him. And he believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. And so he got up and began to go. Amen. I thank God we'll always know him as the father of faith. Amen. Oh, we go on and on. And Moses will always be known as the man who stood at the Red Sea. Amen. That spread out his hands. And the water divided. Amen. David will always be known as the man who stood against the giant. Thank God. Story after story after story. Amen. Hey! But do you realize today, thank God, in 2021, your story is just as important as any of these other stories that I've told you about. Amen. For we have been chosen to be ambassadors for Christ tonight. Amen. We are His representatives. Amen. And everybody around us knows our story. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Does that make sense to everybody? What's your story? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. What's your story?
Yeah.
I might ask this. Amen. Is your story with the church different than your story with your family? Amen. Amen. Is your story at church and with your family different than your story down on the job? Amen. Amen. Thank God. If your brothers and sisters told a story about your life, how would that line up with the story that your neighbors tell? Amen. Thank God. We need to live our story, Brother Michael, so that when anybody sees us, they don't see us, but they see the one that saved us. Amen. Thank God for this life down here. Hey, we're not anything except washed in the blood that was shed on the cross. Hey, when it gets down to the end of time, hey, they might not be able to talk about how rich we were, how smart we were, hey, how big a house we lived in. But thank God, but as long as they can say, He knew Jesus, He knew He was saved, He lived for the Lord. But folks, there's no better ending to a story than that. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know everybody's heart here tonight. Listen, we might all be saved. I don't know. Amen. But think about your story. Amen. Think about this. Do you remember, if you are saved, do you remember that night you got saved?
Amen.
Or maybe it's a morning. Amen. Amen. Think about it. Remember that? Amen. Who was preaching? Amen. Thank God. What song was they singing during the altar call? Maybe you got saved at home. Amen. What was it that caused you to realize your lost condition? And you fell down right there in the kitchen or in the bedroom or the living room and called out to the Lord. Amen. Listen, I love to hear Brother Sterling Bowen tell his story. I got saved in his truck after he got out of the coal mines. Amen. He said he cried so much, white streaks ran down the dirt, the coal dust on his face. Amen. But thank God. Hey, what's your story tonight? Amen. Hey. Thank God. Glory be to God. Hey, listen. How long have you been saved? Have you got saved yet? If you haven't, this day, right here, is the day of salvation. This is a good day for you to start your brand new story. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Listen, I don't remember July 11th, 1966. But I'll tell you right now, I remember April 18th, 1987. Just like it was yesterday, amen. Thank God. Amen. My wife was already saved. She was just my girlfriend back then, amen. And she had talked to me about salvation, amen. And my excuse was, listen, every time, Brother Jimmy, I've gone too far. I've done too much. Amen. I thought I'd sin worse than anybody in the whole world. Amen. But don't that mark up? Amen. Apostle Paul, thank God, he said that Christ came to save sinners, of which I am chief. Amen. Thank God. I believe this, Brother Michael. Until you get to the place where you think you're the biggest sinner in the whole world, you'll never get saved. Amen. I thought I was worse than anybody, Brother Jimmy. Amen. But I can remember when that gospel came my way, and the Lord tugged at my heart, and I saw His goodness. Bless His holy name. I can remember stepping across in front of my cousin, walking to an altar, amen, falling into the arms of the preacher. I didn't even make it to my knees. I just fell into the arms of the preacher and prayed right there, amen. Thank God. I can remember hearing my girlfriend, now my wife, shouting in the background, amen. Thank God. I can remember 10 folks walking that aisle that night, and I hope that all 10 of them got the real thing, but I know at least one of them did. Amen. Bless God. What's your story? Amen. What's your story tonight? Thank God. Amen. I always say this. Amen. I walked out of that church that night, Brother Jimmy. Hey, listen, across the holler, I got saved down Floyd County, Kentucky. Across the holler from the church was an old pig pen. Absolutely the ugliest pig pen you ever saw. Amen. On a hillside, them pigs was always dirty. The pen was always muddy. The wood looked like it had been there for years. Looked like it was ready to fall down any minute. Amen. But when I came out of that church that night, that was the prettiest pig pen I ever seen in my life. Amen. Everything was different, thank God. Hey, have you had a life-changing experience in your life? Listen, I'm not talking about one of those experiences where you have just come to an altar and somebody says, say this and say that, and then they pat you on the back and say everything. Go. I'm talking about where you get down and do business with God. Amen. Where you repent of your sins, but where you receive the gift that He has given you, amen, and you get up, and that old man is dead, amen. Thank God, and you know that you've got eternity in heaven waiting on you, amen. Have you had that experience? Thank God. Is that part of your story? Is that where your story began, amen? Oh, thank God, amen. Amen. This just came to mind, Brother Michael. Hadn't seen it until just now. What's your story? Amen. I want you to think. Jesus told a lot of stories out of the Old Testament, didn't He?
Yeah.
What time He's here? He used a lot of Old Testament scriptures. Talked about a lot of the Old Testament saints. Amen. But there's one that He asked us to remember. He's talking to His disciples, but I believe He's asking every one of us. He said, remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Amen. You remember what happened with Lot's wife? She was getting delivered, getting brought out of the city as the flames were falling. Amen. And she was instructed, don't you dare look back. Amen. But she looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. That is her infamy. Amen. That's how she's going to be known throughout eternity, as the woman who turned and looked back. Amen. Friend, and listen, when you get born again, and you realize there ain't nothing to turn and look back at. Amen. This old life, thank God, that we used to live, it holds no bonds on me. Amen. Thank God. And listen, all the tastes I have, they don't taste good. They don't taste good no more. Amen. And those things that I thought would never come to anything, that's what I ate. Listen, I remember going to church and thinking, what's wrong with these folks? Hey, this has to be the most boring life in the world. But once I got saved, now I realize there's no excitement like knowing that your name is written down in heaven. There's nothing else any better. Amen. Amen. Thank God. What's your story? Amen. That's why I turned and looked back. That's because she hadn't completely left that place.
That's right.
Amen. She left things in there. Thank God you want to get saved. You want to live a good life. You forget everything that's behind you. And you look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Amen. Thank God. Hey, listen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you today, this is the best life in the whole world. Amen. Amen. Listen, they can count their money all they want to. They can buy every toy there is. Amen. Amen. Drive a 2021 car. Amen. With another one in the garage at home. A boat covered up out back. A motorcycle stuck in beside the car. Amen. Hey, but they'll never listen until they get born again. Know what real living is. Amen. Hey, listen. And He didn't just give us a life. He gave us life and it more abundant. Amen. Thank God. That life I had before was nothing. But this life that I'm living now, glory be to God, there ain't nothing like it in the whole world. Amen. What's your story? What's your story? What's your story? Amen. Amen. When I mention the rich man, what comes to mind? Hey, just like that, you think, well, that rich man went to hell. Amen. But when I mention Lazarus, what comes to mind? Amen. Well, that was that beggar man that got carried to heaven by the angels. Amen. Thank God. When it comes to the end of your story, hey man, what are we going to remember about you?
Yeah.
Amen. What are folks going to say about you? Hey man, glory be to His name. I know this isn't no deep theological message this evening. Hey man, but I think it's just time that all of us take a little check. Amen.
Amen.
And can I ask you this? How you been living since you got saved?
Amen.
Amen. Hey man, now the easy answer, I've been living by faith, preacher. Amen. Amen. That's a good answer. The just, they have to live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. But how you been living? Amen. Are you living for Him every day? Amen. Amen. Listen, somebody already said it. I think it was that sis right back there. We fail Him daily.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Every one of us has. I told him at church the other night, I got some funny looks, but it's the truth.
That's right.
Listen, I've done a whole lot more failing than I have repenting.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. If it wasn't for mercy and grace, I'd be lost. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. If it wasn't for the blood that was shed on the cross, man, I'd still be on my way to hell. Listen, I'll say this. That night I got saved. If it wouldn't have been for mercy and grace and the keeping power of Jesus Christ, I'd have been lost before I got back to my pew. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, I'm glad that my salvation is not in me. It's in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God, it's not a work lest any man should boast, but it is the gift of God. Amen. Thank God. Listen, aren't you glad today to know that He loved us enough and that He took our old story? Amen. And listen, I crinkled it up, I threw it over His shoulder. Amen. And began to write again. Amen. Hey, thank God. Aren't you glad today? I know that your story, those that have been born again, is going to end on the city that He went to prepare. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
And we can lay down one of these days, close our eyes in death, knowing that Jesus Christ is waiting on us on the other side.
Amen.
How's your story?
Amen.
Amen. But Jimmy, we had a couple surgeries on our foot. Amen. Had a torn Achilles tendon. A bone spur had cut it. We was down, sitting in a chair for 4 weeks. 4 weeks, not going nowhere. Anything I did, my wife had to come help me. It was horrible. And I know I'm not telling Brother Jimmy nothing. Amen. Amen. It was horrible. 4 weeks sitting in a recliner. Ate my breakfast there. ate my lunch there, ate my supper there, slept there, woke up there, got my baths there, amen, right there in that chair. And I'll tell you what happened that 4 weeks, amen. Went to church online, thank God for Facebook Church, amen. But I'm telling you right now, Facebook Church ain't nothing like being in real church.
Amen.
Listen, just about every week I go down through, man, let's see who preached at Victory, who preached at Belleville, who preached at this church, who preached at that church, amen. But there ain't nothing like being in church.
Amen.
But those 4 weeks gave me a long time just to think about my life, amen. And what I've done for the Lord, amen. Now, listen, there's not going to be no greater reward for me if I've done a whole bunch, and no less reward for me if I've done a little. Heaven's going to be heaven, amen.
Amen.
But what have we done for Him? What's the middle of that story? Amen. You had a beginning, you got born again. Now, what's the story now? What are you doing for Him now? I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you. If you ain't been doing nothing for Him, get up and do something. Amen. Get up and do something. You don't have to preach. You don't have to sing. Just do something for Him. Amen. Be a light for Him. Let the world see what Jesus has done for you. Amen. I'll say this. I'm going to try my best to come to a close in just a moment. Me and Kathy have... I'm going to show my age here. Me and Kathy have been sitting and watching Little House on the Prairie. We got Prime Video on our TV, and you can go back and you can watch it from the very first episode all the way through the whole 9 seasons. Amen. We're in season 7, man. We're loving it. But one of the characters said to another character on that show the other day, he said, you go ahead and pray over the meal. You're a sometimes preacher. And man, Kathy looked at me and said, I know some of them. Amen. Amen. At the end of your story, is somebody going to say, well, they was a sometimes Christian? Amen. Or will they say, we know their life. We know what they've done. We know how they lived. Amen. At the end, when they're all passing by your casket, amen, what will they say? What will their thoughts be? Amen. Amen. What will your thoughts be if you're privileged enough to know that it's your time to come, your time to go? What will your thoughts be? Amen. Amen. Something to think about, in. What's our story? What's our story? Amen. Let me sum it up like this. We've all got one adversary. That's the devil. Amen. Amen. He works in the flesh. I believe that flesh is the devil working in us. Amen. Amen. I believe that, Brother Jimmy. Amen. Thank God. We got that adversary. But according to the book of Revelations, we overcome that adversary by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. You know what that is? That's our story. Amen. Amen. I heard him say this before. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Amen. Most of the time when they say that, that means they just told a bold-faced lie. But I'll tell you what my story is. I got saved.
Amen.
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 And I've not been perfect, but He sure has.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And then, listen, there's just something about sitting in a chair for 4 weeks that makes you begin to think about life and how fragile it is. Amen.
Amen.
And sitting there, Brother Michael, I realized that, man, I'm 54 years old. If I live 70, that's only 16 more years. But I'm fat and like bacon. So I'm probably not going to live that long. Listen, it could be any time now. Any time now. Amen. Any time now. But thank God. Because of April 18th, 1987. I know that if it's tonight, I'm just going home. Amen. The end of my story is heaven. What's the end of yours tonight? Come on.
You know, I've said it many times that, you know, we've got a couple of